You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Before we went into break, I was talking about one instance when an individual was, where I'm from, that is making a decent amount of money, so they think in their life. And so therefore, the father gets chopped down. This is a normal occurrence. Last week on, 2 weeks ago on August 30th show, League of Dads, we were talking about, the fact is that, it seems as though, the neighborhood where I'm from, no good individuals is more popular. They're more popular. It seems as though where I'm from, if one individual is doing something good, they're out of place. So therefore, they want to, when they talk amongst their friends, they need to see to it that their situation becomes a little bit on the awkward side so they can fit in. And the example that I gave, pretty much, I'm trying to bring that point home when I just spoke about the individual before we went on break. In last week's show, when I was talking, I also said that somebody sent me an email, and I said that it's a cop out to have an individual go to school as opposed to working. Let me say that again, because I think an individual sent me an email. They obviously didn't listen to the entire thing that I said. They only listened to what they wanted to hear. So they made a comment about it. So let me just say it again. What I said was, if an individual never did anything for his family, and then you get tired of the individual, then the individual all of a sudden pops up and say, I want to go back to school. Going to school, as I stated, that's something that little kids say in September. What adults do, they take classes. If you are dealing with an individual, talking to you women out there now, if you're dealing with an individual that doesn't have a high school diploma, then not even going to elaborate no more on that. But all I ask is that when comments are made to what I said, you keep it in context to what I said, because there's just no way credits, there's just no way any of these things. You can't put a copy of your school transcript into an envelope and mail it off as your rent or mortgage payment. So therefore, when you decide that it is deemed for the greater of the good for the family, if this individual wasn't doing anything up until this point, now this is the type of individual I'm talking about. Once again, people, we are talking about where I'm from. You got a lot of men that just not holding up to their bargain of this thing called family. And as I stated, it should be a crime for an individual to not supply, to be the security, to perform the financial stability, to be the head of the household. That is what it's that is how it's supposed to be. I know for a fact, in, you know, dating a lot of women that were successful, I know that they appear to be a little bit more aggressive. They tend to be running off a little bit more testosterone than, or should I say, almost just as much as testosterone as a man. I have left those individuals alone. But a man, there is just no excuse. You cannot, in any shape and form, send your transcript as payment. You can't use it as car payment. You can't do any of that. So therefore, the exchange, the currency that the United States use is, you need to be doing something so in that you can get that currency so that you can help your family. A man needs to be doing that. All this going to school. I was talking to an individual about it, about the show, and she said that You know, a lot of what people do, not just where I'm from, I'm going to say this, they consult with a pastor. And the pastor says, I know the man did all these things, but you should not leave your husband. Not even going to touch that. I'm saying it, but I'm not going to touch it. I think you get it. When I say I'm not going to touch it, I just think it's just garbage. So I just think that when an individual mess up, I think back to individuals where I'm from, it's more attractive. I was watching the X-Men, the very first one, came out in 2000 with Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart. There was it was X2. And the woman that plays Jean Grey was talking to Wolverine's character, Hugh Jackman. And she said, Logan, women, they don't marry the bad guys. They marry the good ones to take them home to mama. Something in that context. And I thought about that because where I'm from, it seems to be the opposite. The bad guys are so corny. The good guys are just so corny. You know, we don't have the smooth talk. I remember one individual said to me, a thug has better sex. That's what she said. If you look at a lot of daytime television, Jerry Springer, Maury Povich, they got the other guy now, Jerry's ex-bodyguard, Steve. If you look at these shows, most of these things are not out of the suburbs. Most of these people on these shows, you know, cooning, you know, shucking and jiving, they're from the areas where I'm from. The term that Maury Povich made famous, you are not the father. Let me pause right there and say this. The term act like a lady, and then there's another term, boys will be boys. So I always say it starts with the woman, because when they say boys will be boys, they mean just that. Whatever, it seems like whatever a man does, oh, boys being boys. They want to go out and just act a fool. But the reason why so much weighs on the woman, women, you are bearer of the children. You are. You are the bearer of the children. We're not talking about the context of marriage here. We're talking about the bearers of the children. Just you bear the children. So if you choose, or if you have chosen an individual that is not up to standard, then you just pretty much wrote a check out for a lot of stress in your life. And what happens in many times where I'm from, the women, they have children, they have two and three kids by an individual. And the answer to all that is, I'm going to get my tubes tied. And then they get tired of the individual. And then they want to discharge the guy out of their life. And then now it's time to understand. Now they understand and they seek out a good guy. I am 41 years old. I'll be 42 in December. I am more popular now than I was when I was in my 20s. I am more popular now than I was in my 20s. Same individuals, same age, people as in my age group. Why? Because tried and true. I remained consistent in my achievements, my accomplishments as a man. I never veered from that. Anybody want to question anything that I'm doing as a father, let this show alone be testament to that. Let the fact is I own an organization that help fathers. Let that be a testament to that. I've really enough said on that. But it's just, it's just real funny. I haven't changed. I haven't now all of a sudden got a new look on life. But now at my age, I'm more popular. Why? I'm going to tell you why. As I said last week, the no good individuals, the guys that pretty much don't have any standards, you know, women don't have a license, women got to go pick them up. On the first date, when they've met the guy and they went on that first date, they came up with some old jacked up story as to why they had to catch the bus to the first date. And they got all these reasons. And for some strange reason, people, these guys get a second date. Then they get a third date. Then these guys later go on to be boyfriends and then husbands, and nothing has changed with them. But these individuals was on this path way back from when they were a kid. Now the women gets tired of them, and now it's, oh, I know the signs now. Oh, when a man say he don't have a car, oh, I just get the running. Oh, when a man says that, you know, he has so many children now, oh, I just get the running. Now I get the running. Before, it was something worth trying out. It was somebody that, for some strange reason, a reckless individual, where I'm from, is, he's that dude. He's the man. But as I stated before, a lot of these individuals are in full-blown relationships. Got a lot of emails these last 2 weeks about individuals. Really just couldn't believe it. I stated something 2 weeks ago. I said that I was in Walmart, and I was talking about the individual with the pants hanging off his ass. He had a very pretty woman with the child. She paid for the stuff. When they went out to the car, he put the bags in the car. He got in the passenger seat. She got in the driver's seat, and they drove off. But I get so many people now sending me emails. I can't believe how many people I see like this now. I can't believe how much I pay attention to it now that you said it on a radio show. People, this is why the League of Dads is a platform for fathers that been through it. When I first started doing this show some two months ago, a lot of people was no, that can't be right. When I talk about some of the things that how children are and how some women are, I got a lot of emails. I can't believe that. One caller called in and pretty much confirmed what I said about her daughter and the reason why. She said that girls act the way they do at home, but act a different way out in the streets. If you didn't listen to that show, the comment that I made was, boys, they don't bring their garbage, they don't bring their nonsense home. They do their nonsense in the street. Girls, they do the reverse. They come in the house and they treat the guys like the family, like dirt, go out and respect everybody in the streets. I'm sure when I first said that, people were listening to the show. I said, oh no, that's pathetic. That's just crazy. Oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. We had a caller call in, and I asked her, why do girls do that? And she said the reason being, the girls know that you won't knock the S-H-I-T out of them. They know that you won't do that. However, they know the people in the streets would. People, out of nine people I know with kids, seven of them have girls, and they got the worst problems with the girls than the two boys. Yeah, they grow out of it. Of course they do. I'm just saying that the problems. But if you don't get a hold on it, you'll find yourself dealing with a bigger problem. Because anytime someone goes to the streets to find love, that is a recipe for disaster. But once again, I am taking a lot of little bits and snippets of previous shows and plugging it into last week's show to get you to understand it. When I made the comment about find 10 black men, white men, and Puerto Rican men. I'm not going to say the German, leave that off. And people they sent me an email saying, I really didn't get what you were saying at first. So let me say it again. The success percentage of each class of men, you'll find it that for some reason, well, as I stated before, there's a reason for it. It goes way back. The black guys that have a low percentage of success and have a whole bunch of garbage going on, they're all married. They're in full-blown relationships. As I said, it take 10 married. How do you get married? You can't pass high school if you don't come. You can't stay in your house if you don't pay your mortgage. You can't go blow through a toll without some repercussions. You have to pay your dues as you go along in life. How do these no good guys get in relationships? Well, my mom helped me understand. I actually talked to two individuals, and it pretty much what they said, what they told me, when I opened up the show. And they basically gave me a grander understanding about what's going on in today's women in my community, where I'm from, that is, where I'm from. Don't live there now. And from way back then. And way back then, we had more unity amongst the family because the man was going out getting the money alone, and the women were staying in the home. Now, of course, in time, the man had the woman by the threshold because if he decided he wanted to go cheat and just be a no good individual, then the woman pretty much was at his mercy. So times evolved. Those times are behind us now. So now here in 2010, you have women, they're doing the same thing, work that is, as the men, which it should be. I've no, absolutely no problem with that. It should be like that. If there's some form or some way that you know a woman can do it, she's supposed to. Independence, go for it. You're supposed to be independent. But to the independent, to be independent to the point where all of a sudden now you don't need a man to even say that, you're poisoning yourself, because to say that means you have something that hasn't made a transition in your mind. And I'm going to talk more in depth about that, but we're going to go into a break right now. And when we come back off a break, I'm going to go into just my thought segment on the show, and we'll pick it up when we came back. League of Dads on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.